This is Tidbits, bringing you the Mac news that matters. I'm Adam Angst, and join me now for my final edit pass for August 13th, 2007. Apple releases new aluminum iMacs, refreshes Mac Mini, written by Tidbits staff. In last week's special event presentation, Apple CEO Steve Jobs whipped through the announcement of the much-anticipated new iMacs with an almost cursory spin through a change in industrial design that updates the current iMac look. The new iMac comes in 20-inch and 24-inch models. Bye-bye, 17-inch iMac. It is much thinner and is built largely of glass and a single sheet of aluminum instead of the previous white polycarbonate. In a nod to the recent hullabaloo about Apple's green credentials, Jobs even called attention to the fact that two materials are highly recyclable. As with previous Mac models, the new iMac includes a built-in iSight video camera and microphone, an infrared port with an Apple remote for talking to it, and a slot-loading SuperDrive with double-layer support. In a row along the back, the new iMac offers audio input and output jacks, three USB 2.0 ports, one FireWire 400 and one FireWire 800 port, gigabit Ethernet, and DVI out. You'll need a separate adapter for about 20 if you want to use it. 1 gigabyte of RAM is standard, upgradable to 4 gigabytes by removing just one screw, the only one that's visible, and 802.11n wireless networking and Bluetooth 2.0 are also built in. Base models are accompanied by a keyboard, for more on that, read on, and a Mighty Mouse. In a move that may be controversial, the glossy screen is also standard. The 20-inch iMac at $1,199 includes a 2.0 GHz Intel Core 2 Duo processor and a 250GB hard drive with an ATI Radeon HD 2400 XT graphics card with 128MB of GDDR3 memory. Switching to a 2.4 GHz Intel Core 2 Duo, a 320GB drive, and an ATI Radeon HD 2600 Pro with 256MB of GDDR memory increases the price to $1,499. The 24-inch iMac drops in price by $200 to now $1,799 and includes the same 2.4 GHz Core 2 Duo processor, 320GB hard drive, and ATA Radeon card as the mid-level model. A souped-up version of that model with a 2.8 GHz Core 2 Extreme processor, 500GB hard drive, and 2GB of RAM costs $2,299. You can also purchase the base 24-inch model with a 2.8 GHz Core 2 Extreme for an additional $250. All the new models are currently available and include the just-released iLife 08. As far as we can tell, the Core 2 Extreme processor used in the new iMac differs primarily from the Core 2 Duo in clock speed, although it also features something called an unlocked multiplier that enables it to be overclocked or run at higher clock speeds for greater performance. Although there are quad-core instances of the Core 2 Extreme, Apple appears to be using only a dual-core version. Interestingly, the fact that the Core 2 Extreme used in the iMac has an 800 MHz front-side bus points to it being the X7800, which Intel lists as running at 2.6 GHz, suggesting that Apple has taken advantage of the unlocked multiplier to clock it up to 2.8 GHz. Apple also released the new Apple Keyboard, an incredibly thin input device that's reminiscent of the keyboard used in the company's laptops. It's only 0.33 inches, or 8.3 millimeters tall, as opposed to the 0.99 inches, or 25.1 millimeter height of the previous Apple Pro keyboard. The $49 wired model, which accompanies the new iMacs in their base configuration, uses USB and provides a pair of USB 2.0 ports. A $79 wireless model, available with iMacs as a build-to-order option, relies instead on Bluetooth while dropping the USB 2.0 ports. Both keyboards offer, along with all the usual keys, dedicated keys for Mac OS X features like Exposé and Dashboard, along with media keys for play, pause, eject, brightness, and volume. Also refreshed this week was the Mac Mini, which switched from a choice of 1.66 or 1.8 GHz Core Duo processors to 1.83 GHz or 2.0 GHz Core 2 Duo processors. The base model includes 1 GB of memory, up from 512 MB, and expandable to 2 GB. Other features remain unchanged, including only 802.11g Wi-Fi and 4 USB 2.0 ports.